This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Gun sales in Colorado shattered records last year. CPR's Ben Marcus reports nearly 500,000 firearms were sold.
There have been runs on firearms before, but the pandemic and social unrest added a new wrinkle.
This is different that way.
That's Tim Bruff with Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins. First, it was the fear of pandemic lockdowns. Then, protests and calls to defund the police.
Touched a whole new class of people that never thought they would need to defend their family and their homes. Now they're thinking, yeah, maybe I'm going to have to. Maybe I am on my own.
Then came the election. Democrats took control of the presidency and the U.S. Senate, stoking fears of gun control for some. And Bruff says that has led to a big start to 2021 sales. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Authorities say 175 people were arrested in Colorado for impaired driving over Super Bowl weekend. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
That's actually a decrease from the 229 arrests the year before. The State Patrol made 38 arrests, the Colorado Springs Police Department made 19, and Denver Police followed with 16. Law enforcement across the state will have additional DUI patrols on duty through this coming weekend. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The state legislature is back in session today, and to kick things off, we'll meet the new House Speaker. One thing we learned is that he spent the last year working at a desk in his 2-year-old daughter's bedroom.
And I pretty much sit here for 8 hours a day on Zoom. It's just the way it is, and it's been like this since we went into temporary adjournment last March.
What House Speaker Alec Garnett hopes to get done now that lawmakers are back together again. We'll have that story for you in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Tonight, a chance of snow or snow showers along the Front Range, in the mountains, and on the western slope. Denver down to 15 degrees. It'll be 10 degrees for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. 7 overnight in Vail and Grand Junction. We'll see lows of around 20 degrees. You're listening to CPR News.